88.9 Shine FM. Wednesday mornings, we check in with Kimberly Eckert for Parenting Moments with Kimberly. And, well, we do that again here this morning. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning, Daryl.
So we've been talking this month about how to help kids find their calling. It's the final day that we chat about this. How are you going to wind down this topic or land the plane, so to speak?
All right. So we've been talking about two ways to reframe calling to our kids. Last week, we talked about reframing it as real-time discipline in exile. Today, we want to refocus calling within community. So to whom and to what am I called? Young people need to know not only how they can find that out, but where and with whom they can explore these conversations. There's this great tendency among youth in their late teens and early 20s to question everything. Daryl, I can even vividly remember this time in my life where I was really searching to figure out who I was, what I believed, what God's plan was for me. Young people in their 20s really work hard at tearing down the expectations that have been established in their lives in our Canadian culture, family systems, and our evangelical church cultures. They question everything, and it's in this time that Fuller President Laberton also emphasizes the importance of working out vocation within community. In our culture, we often simultaneously seek and avoid community, and most teenagers really feel this tension because they're constantly wrestling with exploring their identity in relationship to themselves and others. And this makes community a really tricky construct and often ends up being more like a house of cards. So can I talk about this or can't I? Is it okay to be near to you? Is it okay to be different from you? So one of the actions that we can take and the best gifts that we can give our kids is to help in creating a supportive web of relationships with both peers and adults. Because it's from within this interconnected web that calling often emerges and begins to be lived out. And we as parents can be catalysts for this type of community by connecting our kids with adults who share some of their interests, who are living out their calling in varying ways that might inspire our children with contours of calling that goes beyond what they see in our families. So sometimes my vocation can only be discovered in the midst of our shared vocation. So again, community and creating mentors that our kids can surround themselves with, and again, another person to be the voice of God to them.
Awesome stuff. So Kimberly, if parents, teens need help with any of this, how do they get a hold of you at the Eckert Psychology and Education Center?
Well, they would go to our website at eckertcenter.com and click the Contact Us button. Or, of course, they can call us at 403-230-2959.
And they can call us right now for a free consultation, an approximate value of $400. And what caller are we going with?
Let's go with caller number 4.
Caller number 4 right now, 403-276-8888. Thank you, as always, Kimberly.
Thank you, Daryl.